that's all part of it, is you got to have people have to have a reason to fly a jet here, you know, whether it's tourism, you know, the people that have houses at the beach, or, you know, whatever.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You got to generate a reason for them to be here and give them what they need when they get here, like, you know, runway lights that work, and a long enough runway, and a place to park, and fuel, and everything else. So.
Does Rehoboth have a chamber, their own chamber? Have we thought about touching base with them? And I mean,
well, that's where I was going to get the hotel packages. I mean, we only have one hotel in Georgetown that I know of that, I mean, I don't think Comfort Inn would do it, so it,
right.
It would be beach hotels that I was going to. We have Southern Delaware Tourism that I'm a board member, and that's the umbrella over all of the county.
Because I'm thinking people like Cal Ripken, I mean, Cal's got a place down there. I don't know how he gets in and out. And there's, I know every time I'm down in Rehoboth dealing with some issue, there's always some big name that pops up. I didn't even know he was there, you know. I didn't know they lived, had a house down here, you know.
Yeah, but and it's the secret stuff, too, about who's landing at the airport. I mean, they talk about the Under Armour guy, too, but, you know, we're all, nobody's supposed to know that. So I don't know if
right.
Fans are going to come with them there on their autograph or whatever. The other issue, which you're talking about, too, is we were talking about this concierge for NASCAR. When you look at our terminal building, it does look pretty remote. You know, we've got the thank you. You know, we've got the rack. We tried to get the tourism rack cards in there at one point, and you know, everybody leaves stuff on the tables. The tables from the restaurant, or what's? I mean, if you look at it as an outsider, it's like, okay, this is nice. You know, there is, yes, we have a restaurant, but you know, it's kind of unkept, I guess. It's like there's not an ownership of that area. that it would be nice if there could be something or something. I mean, the FBO is not responsible for finding a car, and of course, you know, neither is the airport manager's office, but it would be nice to have something that
would help. That's a normal FBO service, though.
Yeah, that's part of the FBO requirements.
Well, they don't take care of the lobby, right?
I don't know.
They do and they don't. I mean, the magazine rack belongs to them. They stock that. You know, they work kind of managing the bulletin board, but we're taking care of that. You know, and the tables and the brochures and stuff kind of grew. But I agree with you. That could be fixed up a little bit. And I mean, and again, this is something that our consultant, the consultant.
At one point, the guy was going to put a TV screen in showing flights, but...
Yeah.
I think Garrett's got a courtesy car now, right?
He's got courtesy cars, but he also has the rental car businesses that he deals with. But that's a normal thing for FBOs to do.
There is a lot worse, and there is some better. But I think part of the problem here is just the limited space... of the building itself.
But this was something that the consultant talked about when he did his pitch was, you know, if you're going to market the airport, you know, it's like selling your house. You got to fix up the house first before you put it on the market. You know, and those are the things like that were the things that we would look at or should look at in marketing the airport is, you know, the appearance of it, you know, do things work like they're supposed to, you know, are we taking care of the property?
The pilot's lounge is pretty small compared to what I've seen elsewhere. There's only one computer, and I don't know that you can get on the internet, and a lot of them get information off the internet, where I think your computer there just goes directly to one.
Just WSI.
Yeah.
Well, there's Wi-Fi in there that I think Garrett provides somehow.
The Wi-Fi?
Well, couldn't we hook that up to the internet through our...
It's
your system.
Well, that's a dedicated computer that belongs to WSI, right? Yeah.
But so I mean, if you've got several people from NASCAR that want to leave here at once, and there's only one computer,
right.
Then you got an issue.
Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking about NASCAR now. I'm talking about
right.
If we're going to bring these.
I can tell you from my experience, that is a very small, compact pilot's lounge.
Mm-hmm.